Mesechtas Peah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. The previous Mishnah mentioned that a tree is in an orchard. The orchard can be separated into two different fields if there's a wall running through the field. Mishnah Dalet gives exceptions to this rule. The Mishnah says, V'lecharuvim, for carob trees, kol harayin ze'ezeh, as long as the trees are within sight of each other, someone standing by one tree can see the other carob tree far in the distance, that's all considered one field, even if there's a wall running between them. And this is because the carob trees, they grow very tall and have long branches, and it was normal to space them out with a large distance in between them. And so even though there's large distances, it's still considered part of one carob orchard. The Mishnah continues, Amar Rabban Gamliel, Naigin Hayu Beis Abba. Rabban Gamliel said that it was the minig in my father's house, it was the custom in my father's house, Naisnin Peah Achas Lazesim, Shehayu Lahem B'chol Ruach. They would give one portion of Peah for all the olive trees that were on one Ruach, on one direction of the city. Whatever was on the east side of the city, all those olive trees were combined to one field, and he gave one Peah. Whatever was on the west side was considered one group. And the north and the south, each direction was considered one group, and he would give one Peah per direction, even if the trees were so far apart that they were not even in sight. So a further distance than that of the carob trees. Still, the olive trees all on the eastern side were all gathered together as one, and only one Peah needed. And he continued, V'lecharuvim, and he said, regarding carob trees, kolorayin zezeh, that depends on if they can see each other, if they're within sight, in order to be grouped together. So that was just like the beginning of the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer b'Reb Tzadik Aymer, Mishmai, Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Tzadik, said in the name of Rabban Gamliel, that af l'charuvim shahayu lahem b'chol ha'ir, that really, Rabban Gamliel held that all the carobs within the entire city combined. So it was even easier to combine carobs into one orchard than even easier than that of the olives, according to Rabbi Eliezer b'Reb Tzadik. That even if they were on different areas of the city, one on the east side, one on the west side, so on and so forth, anything within one city all combined into one carob orchard that required only one portion of Peah. Mishnah, hey, the Mishnah mentions another factor regarding how we would assess a field, whether or not it needs one or two portions of Peah. Hazraya es sadeu min echad, someone who plants his field with one type of produce, af al pi shu eitzes shtei grunis, even if he processes it in two separate processings. He harvests half the field, threshes it, piles it up, and then he does again for the other half of the field. Harvest, threshes, piles it up. Even though he split it into two separate processes, still, neisen peah echas, he only gives one portion of peah, because it was all the same type, the same min, in one field. The Mishnah continues, Zara shnei minim, if he planted two different species of produce, then afal pi shasan garen achas, even if he produces processes them all together, harvests both species all together and threshes them and piles them up all together, still they don't combine to one, still neisen shtei peyos, he gives two portions of peah because there were two different species. However, hazareya esedeu shtei mine chitin, if someone plants in his field two different types of chitin, two different types of wheat, so it's one species of wheat, but they're two different types. There was a brown wheat and a white wheat. So here it's going to make a difference. Asan garen achas, if he processes everything together, he harvests it all together, threshes it, piles it all together, then that's going to combine it to one crop, nice and peah echas, and he's only going to need to give one portion of peah. However, shtei grunis, if he processes these two types of wheat in two separate processings, he gathers them separately and processes them separately, then neisin shtei peyos, then he's going to have to give two separate portions of peah. So when you're dealing with only one min or two completely different minim, so then it's not going to be affected at how you process it. But if it's the same species, it's chitin, it's wheat, and you use two different types of wheat, then it's going to be affected by how it's processed. If it's processed all together in one group or in two separate groups, it will divide it up.